How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things. But I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good, a new magazine this month. 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and more when you make the call. Exotic Research.
Our guest today is Lyle Fendishman, radio's first engineer.
I've been around since the days of silent radio before talkies were invented.
Mr. Fendishman, have you seen this fantastic new book, Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years by B. Eric Rhodes?
Boy, it's wonderful. All of these 900-plus photos are all people I worked with in radio from the very start.
As you look through Blast from the Past, you miss the good old days?
Well, you know, I sit here in my little one-room apartment, and I still feel part of the radio business. I turn the knobs on my dresser, pretending it's part of the equipment, and cue my one-eyed cat, who bites me on occasion, just like the, well, Marie used to do on the old show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fendishman.
Snack you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't read well anymore.
Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Ham radio operators love the MFJ989C. In fact, they use it more than any other 3-kilowatt tuner in the world. Why, you might ask? Well, MFJ uses super heavy-duty components. For instance, they give you the new Air Core Roller Inductor. It has a core that can't burn up. You get ultra-high Q, the lowest loss, highest efficiency, and the highest power handling of any roller inductor in amateur radio. They give you two heavy-duty transmitter variable capacitors that can handle 6,000 volts. And MFJ gives you a super heavy-duty antenna switch with extra-wide-spaced heavy-duty contacts, plus so much more, like a lighted cross-needle meter that lets you monitor SWR, forward, and reflected power simultaneously. And the 989C comes with MFJ's now famous No Matter What 1-year unconditional warranty, and it retails for a low $349.95. For your nearest dealer and a free MFJ catalog, call 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories. 1-800-647-1800.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. You know, it's funny, when I have Bill Pasternak on, and I have him on a lot, Mr. Newsline, WA6ITF, he doesn't generate a lot of phone calls. Maybe you're not controversial enough, Bill.
Well, we're going to, oh, by the way, first of all, you know, that spot you just ran was about for the book on radio.
Yes.
Did you know that Lyle Fendishman was Gary Owen's engineer when he first started in radio?
No, I didn't know that.
Don't believe it.
Oh.
How are you then?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, we got a situation that you've noticed that we don't tend to generate. I think people don't are sometimes afraid to discuss the news. So we got an alternative for them, I think.
Well, what I want to know is next week, Bill, I'm going to have on this radio station that you're listening to, everybody, I'm going to have a special guest, K1MAN, Glenn Baxter. Do you think that will generate any calls, Bill?
I have no idea. I don't. I have no comment.
No comment. Boy, for you to have no comment.
No, very simple. I don't. I just have no comment on the situation.
Yes, okay.
We do have a solution for the people who may be afraid to call, though.
And what is that?
We're sitting here watching the email on our that comes into our website through NetCom.
Oh, yes. So that's right. We are doing something a little different. If people are listening to us live, and live means 2300 UTC Sunday night, they can send you some email as we speak, and you can even tell me what that is, and we can discuss it on the air. And you'd send that to Newsline, N-E-W-S-L-I-N-E, at ix.netcom.com. Is that right? Newsline at ix.netcom.com. It'd be kind of neat if you get some email there.
Well, we'll try it as an experiment. If any comes in, it automatically just pops up, and so where you, Netscape Mail just goes bing and it's there. So we'll be watching it as the hour progresses.
Okay, the thing that I always find interesting is that it comes to 10 minutes to the hour, 10 minutes to the end of the show, and that's when all the calls come in. And now is when they have the ability to spend time on the telephone if they want. But anyway, 1-800-293-5366. Let's talk about, I heard you were at a Handy Ham camp yesterday.
Oh, what a time that was. You know, when you look at all the problems we're facing with the little Leos and with the lack of the industry's facing with the lack of people buying new radios and whatever other problems you think you have, go and spend a day or two with the Handy Hams at one of their camps, and you realize that there were people out there who truly appreciate ham radio, and that ham radio honestly opens up the entire world to them. And we had the good fortune to spend yesterday with the Handy Ham summer camp out in Malibu, California. It was 80-some-odd degrees out there. Gorgeous day.
All right, now you're telling that to people in northern Minnesota.
Well, that's where all these people came from, was from Minnesota and Ohio.
That's right. That's where the other camp is, isn't it?
Right. Well, they come out here in the winter because it is too cold. And we were invited to be their banquet speaker last night. So we showed up a couple hours early and just spent part of the day with these absolutely great people, and I'm talking not only of the people running the camp, but the campers themselves. These are dedicated people. Some of them are in wheelchairs. Some of them can't even talk, but they all go home with ham radio licenses or upgrades, and when you are around people like that, none of the problems in ham radio seem very big anymore. None of the problems in life seem very big anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, Handy Ham has always been a great organization.
Well, they got my vote.
So, okay. Well, you mentioned the little Leo problem, and I've heard some things recently that, you know, now it's not enough that they've put an attack in trying to steal our 2-meter frequencies, our 440 frequencies, our 1.2 gigahertz frequencies, our 900, which we, of course, share already, but now they want our 220 frequencies and anything else. What do you make of all this? I mean, is this just like a shotgun approach, and they're just hoping something sticks?
Well, you're dealing, hams don't realize what they're up against. They're up against big money. Now, there are two Leo industries. There's what they call the little Leo industries, which are the ones that are looking for frequency sharing. They're not looking for unilateral ownership. They're looking for frequency sharing with amateur radio. And you've got the big Leos, which have assigned frequencies. So let's forget about the big Leos, the companies like Orbicom and those. They're into another part of the world entirely. The little Leos is an emerging industry. They have got tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars to invest in order to reap hundreds of billions of dollars in return. If they wanted to get rid of ham radio, they could write a check. I mean, that's the reality. I know there's a lot of people say, oh, my God, it's sacrilegious to say that. But that's the reality of it. It's the what I call the golden rule. He who has the gold will always rule.
Mm-hmm.
What I see more interesting than anything else is the posturing going on of amateur radio. I think it's safe to say that the ARL has declared war on the little Leo industry. There was a convention, ARL convention, in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago. The first vice president of the American Radio Relay League was there, Steve Mendelson, and this is what he had to say.
This is the fight. We are fighting for 2 meters, 220, and 450, and it's a very real fight. There's no presentation I can make, there's no comment that I can make to you that is more important than an understanding that the league board, the league staff, and all the senior officials out in the field know that this isn't a joke, this isn't a drill. This is the real thing. The fight for VHF and low UHF is on, and it's on right now with the little Leo crowd.
Now, I don't know about you, but to me that sounds like a declaration of war.
It sounded pretty sullen.
Yeah, and I have to question whether the American Radio Relay League or anyone in amateur radio is in the position to declare war. I mean, you're looking at a hobby that's on the decline.
How can the ARRL declare war when the ARRL lost $700,000 last year? They're not exactly in a financial position to declare war.
Well, nobody in this hobby service is in a position to do anything except hope for the best. I mean, the reality is what you're hearing is posturing. In other words, they're how can I explain it? I used the term last night. If you ever watch the show Home Improvement, Tim Taylor beats his chest and says, "Power, power, give me more power." Well, it's I won't say it's an act, but what it is posturing. If you make the other side believe that you are stronger than you really are, the other side is going to take a step back. And in the end, what I think you're really looking at is to cost the little Leo boys a lot of dollars, a lot of money, and stall them as long as you can. By doing this, the longer you stall a money-making concern, the longer, the less viable you are as a takeover or a shared service to them, and they might go looking elsewhere. And what I think you're seeing really is the posturing of the American Radio Relay League and all the societies, all the amateur radio societies around the world, who really don't have money to make the fight, so they're beating their chest and saying, "We're going to fight." I think
that's where it's at.
Yeah, I think so.
1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. Lines available. Give us a call. Get in on the conversation with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. We'll be right back. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? The fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world? Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you. The lowest prices.
Will your children be off to college soon? In the face of skyrocketing tuition costs, where will you get the money? Unbelievably, there's over $15 billion in financial aid just waiting to be claimed. And you'll find it in Prentice Hall's The Scholarship Book. No matter what the grades, age, or family income, The Scholarship Book can help you get the money you need. It's the complete guide to private sector scholarships, grants, and loans. Over 400 pages of little-known facts on more than 100,000 scholarships, some worth over $20,000. The scholarship book is easy to use. You'll find money for students to study anything from accounting to zoology, for students of various races, ancestries, or religions. There's even money for left-handed students. Find out who has the scholarships, how much they're worth, and how to get them, even if you're already in college. Now you can get the inside track to billions in financial aid with the Scholarship Book. A special hardcover edition is just 3 easy payments of $8.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-543-5300 now. That's 800-543-5300.
Here's how you can become a smarter investor and get 4 weeks of Barron's free. When you subscribe to Barron's, the Financial Weekly, for 13 weeks and use your credit card, you'll receive an extra 4 weeks free. That's a 24% savings off the newsstand price and a full 17 weeks of Barron's to help you become a smarter investor. No one looks at the markets with a more insightful eye than Barron's, offering timely coverage of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Everything the independent investor needs to stay informed. Subscribe to Barron's today. Get the knowledge and insight you need to help you achieve your investment goals. Don't miss this great offer. 13 weeks for just $39, plus an extra 4 weeks free. This offer is available to new subscribers only. Act now.
Call toll-free in the continental U.S. 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222. For Barron's, it's how money becomes wealth.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
OPW. And today my guest is Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, Mr. Newsline. And it's a somewhat open line, but it's open line in that we're talking current issues and what's happening in amateur radio. We just discussed a little about the LEOs or the LEOs and what they're doing to us. And, you know, I mean, with the airwaves worth billions and billions of dollars, I mean, what chance do we have to survive, Bill?
Only the chance that we make for ourselves. If we put up a good enough act, a good enough front, and stall long enough, they're going to go looking elsewhere. And I think that's what you, as I said at the end of the last segment, we're really looking at. By the way, we did get a note to the email address.
Yes.
And I'll read it to you. It's from somebody, I guess, in your town, KJ7MU, Rich.
Okay, sure.
It says, I support the little LEOs, but for only one situation, a geostationary low-Earth orbiting satellite with a footprint that covers Southern California's region, primary operating frequency of 147.435 megahertz. Obviously, somebody wants to hear the biggest radio show on ham radio in Phoenix.
Of course. Anyway, thank you, Rich. Yes, if you want to send us an email, that's kind of neat. Send it to newsline@ix.netcom.com while we're on the air, and Bill will read it, and that's kind of neat.
Hey, we got to tell people about what you and I are going to be doing in Dayton.
Okay, before we get to Dayton, though, I want to know, have you heard anything more on this new proposal about the code and changing the requirements and getting rid of the novice license?
Only what has been... first of all, I happened to have been with an ARL vice director yesterday, and who stressed very strongly that this is very interesting backtracking, I have to say. The ARL, when that came out, was made it kind of, you know, again, well, this is the way it's going to be. And then all of a sudden, they're all backtracking. I think they're getting feedback, not so much from the ham community, but probably from the ham industry, that if you want to keep your advertising, you're going to back off from this one.
Back off? In what way?
I think you're going to see that, my opinion.
Yes.
Okay. This is just my opinion. When I've talked to the directors of late and the vice directors and what have you, they seem to be backpedaling, saying that, well, this is just a committee report, and it hasn't been accepted yet. You know?
Well, are you suggesting that the suppliers and the people who are movers and shakers want nothing changed?
No, what I'm saying is that the industry, which is about the ham industry, which is in desperate need of new warm blood to sell radios to, and the publishing industry could pull all their ads out of QST magazine. It would not surprise me. That was suggested, by the way, a couple of years ago. I was down at an industry meeting in Florida, and somebody who you know very well, I won't say who it is, got up and said, "You want to bring the," and this is a quote, "you want to bring the ARL to its knees, pull all your advertising out of QST magazine."
Mm-hmm. Well,
that never happened, but that was suggested.
No, I know who said that. So you're suggesting that maybe they wanted to go a lot further as far as
I think the ARL was doing what it said it was going to do, that it was responding to the results of the survey, a very inaccurate survey in my book. When you survey 1,000 people, it's not a very accurate survey. When you have, you're talking about 750,000 people, and you survey 1,000 people basically in your organization and a couple hundred outside your organization, I don't consider that a valid survey. Mm-hmm. But they were responding to the needs, wants, desires of their members, except that they tend to forget that they only represent 150,000 or 170,000 people. They do not represent the majority of hams. As a matter of fact, the majority of hams are not interested in being organized at the moment, it looks like, because a lot of them are no-coders. They're very uninvolved in the hobby, have no interest in the hobby other than to talk to the rest of their family on 2 meters.
Okay, bottom line, though, the suppliers would like to see code requirement abolished or not?
I think they would, and this is my opinion, only because it's going to sell radios.
Okay. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. We've got a couple of lines available, and we're going to go to Leo in Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Leo.
Yeah, hi. Who wants 2 meters and the rest of it?
Who wants it?
Why would they want anything like that? It's... I know there's people looking for vacant roofs to put antennas on. I know that. And I know everywhere the Motorola salesman shows up, because they're going to dump something like $30 million in new communications in the city. And that's for all SHS stuff, or upper UHS. They're gonna forget about their VHF and UHF stuff, so there'll be lots of open channels. But why would anybody want to bother with $450 and something like that? Why?
Okay, Bill, you want to respond?
Well, it's very simple. Every kilohertz or every hertz of spectrum has a finite dollar value. I didn't know that. The days of unilaterally unshared spectrum are very quickly coming to an end, except in circumstances where life and property are at stake, or in situations where you cannot share, i.e., in the same region for a broadcast.
Bill, hold your thought. We'll come right back after station identification.
Are we getting more messages?
Station identification. We'll be right back.
I'll be here.
Okay, we're back, and
we got more email.
Finish answering this question.
Very simple. It's a matter of economics. The spectrum is worth too much to let hobbyists own it by themselves. I disagree with that.
Television stations, they're 6 megahertz. Why not dump those? I don't watch that junk.
Well, it's not what you watch or don't watch. It's what the potential in profit that's seen by the entrepreneurs worldwide. That's all that they care about. That's the bottom line. It's the golden rule. He who's
worldwide.
Got the gold will rule.
Wait a minute. Worldwide. What's worldwide?
The Little Leo situation is a worldwide situation. It's not just United States. It's a worldwide satellite system.
Sure. I mean, Motorola's, whatever it's called, is all over, and Orbcom wants to be all over the world.
These
I mean, that's the whole purpose about it.
Corporations, they operate not. They don't just operate in the United States. They operate worldwide.
What's the satellite got to do with it? VHF.
The satellites have to do it. That's the people who want to share with amateur radio.
VHF satellites.
They want access to our amateur bands.
Why don't they go VHF television satellite?
Well, that could be the next thing if they get a foothold.
There's more money in Channel 3 because it's empty in this area. Nothing on Channel 3.
Well, you can. I'm a broadcaster by profession. If you have something on Channel 2 and Channel 4 right now, with the current technology, you cannot put a station on Channel 3 because of what's called guard band. But with the new advanced television system, you're going to see that go away. You will see, because of the digital transmission systems with our next generation of television, you will see all the channels used.
Well, I suspect the television channels are going to go first.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Speak up a little bit.
I think television channels are going to go second.
No, television channels are the most lucrative income for the United States technology-wise, so you're going to see them get preference.
I don't know. Who knows?
With a new system of television, maybe we'll do a show on it one of these days. You're going to put 5 and 6 channels on one channel.
Good.
What? Okay.
I'll see if I can get more people interested in ham radio. A lot of people are.
Well,
they don't know the... It's not the code, it's just they don't, it's just like the laziness or something.
Well, it is a little bit of laziness. There's also a little bit of the fact that there's so much competition to amateur radio. 50 years ago, there wasn't all the internet, there wasn't computers, there wasn't all the different things that there is today that keeps a young person, for instance, sort of away from amateur radio. And yet, when it comes to a natural disaster in the last few years, we still, as hams, are the ones that have helped out. Yeah. And if we weren't there, in some cases, there would have been very little, if any, communications. Leo, thanks for the call from Baltimore. Appreciate it.
We've got a really interesting piece of email from George in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, yes. Hello, George. Okay. What did he say?
He says, I've been a radio person for 35 years and I'm not a ham. I love to listen to hams and would love to be one. For years, I believe that if the hams wanted to be far, they... Oops. I don't know why it went away. Just hold on a second. Here we go. Here we go.
This is valuable time. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. It's the computer is bringing back. Let's get back.
1-800-293-5366. Our phone number. We have one line available.
For years, I believe that if hams wanted to be far, they would modernize the ham radio structure. I can drive a car, and that might kill people with my carelessness, but have to jump out of the way, jump through out. Of date hoops to become, but I have to become a ham. Why not have a structure as reasonably structured as most states' driver's license? Forget the Leos, open up the hobby. There'll be enough hams to fight the takeover. I doubt that, George, because you're talking about fighting tens of millions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars.
Hold your thought. 1-800-293-5366. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. If you just joined us, this is the Ham Radio and More Show. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, closing in on 6 full years of doing this show. The only show each and every week that is devoted to almost entirely to amateur radio and trying to promote amateur radio in its entirety as strong as possible. My guest today is Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, Mr. Newsline. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366. There's no specific topic today because of the fact that we're talking about all the things that are in the news in amateur radio. So if you want to talk about the Leos, if you want to talk about code, if you want to talk about the handy ham, if you want to talk about licensing, whatever it is that you want to talk about that is topical in amateur radio, we have Mr. Newsline who brings us the news each and every week. And I want to thank you for continuing to do that because I certainly get a lot of current information from listening to you.
Thank you, Len.
Okay. Again, our phone number is 1-800-293-5366. We will talk about the upcoming Dayton Hamvention that we're going to be in, but you know all the lines are busy right now, Bill, and I don't want to.
Well, and all the emails coming in. It's coming in at a faster rate than I think the phone calls.
Okay, well, we'll see. Okay, Greg, hey, you're getting more email than I'm getting phone calls. I don't like that. Greg in Bradford, Massachusetts, you're on Ham Radio and More, Greg.
Len, Bill, I've got a curious question about the ARRL. Their stance on WRC, I think it's 99, where the international HF treaty, you know, for CW mm-hmm. for HF is on the agenda. It is going to come up as an issue. And the league used some very curious language. They did not say that they were opposed to dropping the, they said they would not support dropping the code, which is somewhat different than being opposed to dropping the code.
It's called weasel words. That lets them backpedal if they have to.
Well, also, wouldn't you say that they have not come to a definitive decision?
I was told yesterday by an ARL official that they have not come, contrary to what most hams believe, and contrary to what I think we all read in their own press release,
mm-hmm.
and I've reread it a couple of times from the board meeting, but I was told yesterday that no definitive decision has been made, and probably none will be made till the summer board meeting. That's
okay.
What I was told yesterday.
If that is true, Bill, then there's still a chance, if enough people are interested in changing the treaty or in the requirements and the ARRL supporting the change or whatever, there's still a time for people to write, call, fax, email, and whatever, voice their opinion to the ARRL.
Yeah, either side, pro or con, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, if you are, whatever side of the fence you're on, whether you want code to remain a requirement or if you want it to be thrown into the toilet, you should express that desire to the ARRL.
Why do I get the feeling you'd like to see it thrown in the toilet?
Well, that's my bailiwick, you know. I mean, we're not here to discuss my opinion today.
Right, and another thing I just wanted to comment on is I knew that the ARRL, and I am a league member, don't get me wrong.
So
we all are.
We all are.
Which really riled me is when the Little Leo battle began back in April, May, around that time, June, that time frame, there was a lot of mailing, you know, mailing was directed to the industry leaders for Leos. But then after that, there seemed to be a complete news blackout from the league for like 6 months.
Well, because there was no news for 6 months. It had nothing to do with the league. Nothing happened. There were no meetings scheduled in Washington. And literally, they were waiting for the report to come out. There was nothing you could do.
You know, Greg, yeah. I think you're sort of wrong in this aspect. The league would have done anything they could to publicize any information regarding the Leos. And the reason is that when Dave Sumner made his editorial in QST Magazine, from what I've been told, and I can't confirm this, but maybe Bill can, from what I've heard, they've got an onslaught of new members.
That's right.
Anything that has gelled this community together, it's the anti-Leo stance, and if there was any news whatsoever, they would have pushed it.
Right. I just was, because I was at the October convention, the New England convention,
mm-hmm.
and I asked the question, and they said, well, there's no news.
There wasn't any news. I mean, I have direct lines to Washington. I have the same lines. There was no news.
They said there was no news, but it looked good because, and then they finally said, well, we filed a sharing plan that said there was no sharing was possible, but we had to coax that out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was.
No, that was actually in the, that was actually very public. There was an announcement made on that, and we carried it on Newsline, so You may have had a particular official. It's amazing that some ARL officials aren't that well-versed in what's happening in the ARL. I think you found that also, haven't you, Lynn?
No comment.
Okay, well, I'll let it go. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, opens up a line at 1-800-293-5366. We have one line available. We're going to come back, and you've got a couple more emails, Bill?
I got one here that's coming. Okay. That's interesting, from a teacher in Portland.
Okay, well, we'll go to Portland email when we come back after this. Again, if you want to send an email, send it to newsline@ix.netcom.com, and we'll be right back after this. Does EDCO have a deal for you? Electronic Distributors in Virginia sure does. Here it is. From AOR, it's the new AR2700. It's only $209.95. Now listen to what it does. This scanner will receive from 500 kilohertz all the way up to 1300 megahertz. It has tremendous features, AM, NFM, WFM. It has tremendous programmable step sizes. It has a wide variety of search and scan facilities, auto mode tuning, interval timers, pause timers, delay timers. It does so many things. And it's available for a mere $209.95 from participating dealers such as Ham Radio Outlet, or Universal Radio, or R&L Electronics, or Tucker Electronics, and there's others. Or you can give them a call if you'd like at their 800 number. That's EDCO, products from around the world. At 1-800-344-0397. That's 1-800-344-0397. Mention Ham Radio and More. They have tremendous products. The AR2700, get it now. MFJ has done it again. The MFJ259 HF VHF SWR analyzer with RF resistance meter. Read your antenna SWR from 1.8 to 170 megahertz. Every ham shack needs another SWR. This is the unit to buy. With a 10-digit LCD frequency counter, RF resistance meter, smooth reduction drive tuning. It's simple to use, and it's fully portable. 8 AA batteries is all you need. It's fantastic. You can tune critical HF mobile antennas in seconds without subjecting your transceiver to high SWR. You can measure your antenna's 2-to-1 SWR bandwidth on a single band or analyze multi-band performance over the entire spectrum. You can measure inductance, capacitance, resonance frequency of tuned circuits, transmission line velocity, factor impedance loss. You can test RF chokes, transformers, balance, and so much more. And many laboratories actually use this product. The MFJ259 for $239.95 or less. Call 1-800-647-1800. 1-800-647-1800. MFJ. Mention Ham Radio and More when you call. Len Winkler here for Amateur Radio Trader Magazine, the Ham Radio Marketplace. 64 pages twice a month with the greatest ads, the greatest information that you can possibly look for. It's amazing. You would think that this was just a magazine that had buy and sell equipment. But no, there are all kinds of informative articles, from Simpleton's Guide to Quickie Antennas or Emergency Antennas or Guide to Working All States. So many different things. And you can get a subscription by calling 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Or you can place an ad in their section of classifieds. The merchandise just sells rapidly. I'm telling you, you will be surprised at how fast it actually sells. Give them a call at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Ham-AD. Mention that the Ham Radio and More show told you to call 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Amateur Radio Trader. Twice a month, 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. Call now.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
And as is always the case, all lines are tied up now on the Ham Radio and More show, 1-800-293-5366. We're talking to Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. Bill, let's quickly discuss, first tell us your email that you got.
Okay, let's see. We're working on one.
Portland.
The one from Portland is from a teacher named Dan Calizetta, I believe, and it just I'm waiting for it to pop back up. There we go. And it reads, I'm a teacher at a small independent school in Portland for kids in the 6th to 12th grade. This year I decided to offer an amateur radio class, and 9 kids signed up. Well, with only 65 kids in the school, that's not a bad percentage. I really think that it's important for amateur radio that all of us try to recruit new people into our ranks. Boy, am I agree with that man. The kids are currently studying for their Novice Tech Plus exams and are looking to take their exams in April. Congratulations, Dan, N9BCC, as far as /7. Dan, that's great, and that's good to hear.
It
he
sure
had some
is.
Questions on Little Leos, but I think we're spending too much time on this.
Okay, well, that's good. It's neat that people are listening all over the place. Now, let's quickly discuss Dayton, just briefly.
That's going to be fun. You know that?
You're going to have that. We're going to have the Ham Radio Open Town meeting that you're producing. It's from 3 to 5 p.m. At Dayton Hamvention. It's going to be in one of the main rooms on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we're going to have a debate about should the code requirements stay for voice privileges. And we've got, saying that it should stay, Nancy Cott, WZHC. Oh, yeah, she's been a guest on this show frequently. She is the U.S. representative for FISTS, the organization to preserve Morse code. Then we've got kind of an ARRL discussion of good, bad, and different. And representing, I don't think we can do better than this, representing the ARRL.
The best.
W2ML, right? Steve Mendelson.
Right.
He's the vice president, right?
First vice president
First
of the ARRL.
Okay.
A former Newsline anchor, by the way, as you know.
Okay, and then we're going to also talk about the Internet, good, bad, or indifferent, and we're going to have Gene Harlan, who is the publisher of Cyberham. And he's going to be defending the Internet and saying how we can live together, and it's going to be good. Now, we're looking still for people, right?
Yes, we need for those topics and our fourth topic, of course.
And our fourth topic is contesting.
Right.
Okay.
Should contesters have access to the entire bands, or should they be restricted?
If you want to get involved, if you're going to be in Dayton and you want to get involved in this open forum and you have a viewpoint that you're either want to say something pro or con contesting, negative to the ARRL, you think that code should be abolished, you think the Internet is bad, send an email to newsline@ix.netcom.com and...
That goes to you.
Okay, you want that to be sent to
me? No, that goes to you. I do the planning. I'm a producer.
Oh, all right. You don't want it to go to you. Okay, well then, if you want to get involved in that, you send it to me. Len Wink, L-E-N-W-I-N-K @goodnet.com. My email again, Len Wink, L-E-N-W-I-N-K @goodnet.com. We're also looking for some people who might have access to real audio sites in that we are going to do a live feed. So far, it's live from our town forum that we're going to have at Dayton on Real Audio, courtesy of Tapper, but we'd also like a few others to be involved so we'd have more sites available and not get all busied out.
Greg Jones has graciously come aboard to be our Real Audio engineer.
Yes, well, he's a great guy. Let's go right to the phones because we've got all these people holding. Richard in Youngtown, Ohio. Go ahead.
Well,
Youngtown, Arizona. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to correct that. Youngtown, Arizona, just west of
Go ahead, Richard.
Phoenix. Okay, very good. Thank you. First of all, I want to congratulate you on the number of years that your program has been a success. When it first came on, a lot of people didn't think it would last very long. And also, those people that have taken advantage of the no-code license, I, myself, and many others have been very surprised and gratified how many of them advanced, moved up, upgraded their license. Some of them up to extra class in sometimes a year or less. And to those that have not, I want to encourage them to do so. Don't be afraid of the code. Now, I have a question for you. I recently sat in one of the classes for this class, technician class license, observing the instructor and so forth. And one of the folks there that, in fact, it was a lady that she did pass the license eventually, but her question was, why study the theory when so many people go out and buy a piece of gear that has all the connections, everything except an antenna. Why study theory?
So what's the bottom line, Rick?
Well, I'm just wondering what your... I realize that you are opposed to CW because so many people do not use CW once they have acquired the
right
license. Now, what is your feeling about perhaps a license where no
well,
theory.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is, and I, you know, in my opinion, since you asked me, the bottom line is we have to have some kind of, whether we like it or not, some kind of a filter in amateur radio. I mean, that's the bottom line. You have to have some kind of a filter, otherwise you're going to have nothing but 11-meter trash on the ham bands. The filter, what should it be? That's a matter of conjecture. Many places in the world have theory, where they have essay answers, not multiple choice. I don't think that theory of how to build a resistor or something is necessarily important, but I think that we have to have some kind of a filter, and I'm very open to what people believe is important. I think certainly the rules and regulations. I think practicality of how to utilize and how to program your HT is important.
And so I may interject. I think some tests in common courtesy would not be unapropos at this time.
Exactly. I think those things are very essential and not being utilized. I mean, there's people on amateur radio frequencies now have no idea what the difference between duplex and simplex is, don't know how to program their HT, don't know the right thing. I mean, there's somebody getting
and
on there.
Don't know how to talk also.
Right. And they're going, you know, and people think it's an absolute emergency and it's not. I think more needs to be done to the proper etiquette, so to speak, as in amateur radio. So, theory, I think some theory is important. I think some of it I would tend to say is not, but I think some of it is. And the bottom line still being, we have to have some kind of a filter, and I'm even admitting that.
And by the way, we're getting more and more mail on the...
thank you, Richard, for the phone call.
Okay, well, thank you for your viewpoint.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, 1-800-293-5366. We're going to take a call, but we're probably going to get hit by the break. But let's go to Jim in Wilmington, Delaware, N3JJA. You're on.
Hi there, guys. I just was curious. I can hang up right after we finish with
this
question. What I seem to hear a lot of, or don't hear a lot of, is basically denial about whether this will actually happen, whether the aliens will take away our stuff or whatever will happen.
We'll discuss that after the break.
Okay.
Okay, Jim, thank
right.
you.
Bye.
We'll be right back, 1-800-293-5366. We'll be back with Bill Pasternak on Ham Radio and More. Thanks for listening.
A dog. Here is a bunny.
In radio's 75-year history, there were many great radio acts. Ed Beeman's unmemorable Hand Shadows of the Airwaves was not one of them. Nor was Raymond P. Hamill, radio escape artist, one of radio's outstanding shows. That's why you won't find photos of any of these shows in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. Nor will you find Sidney Feldscher in his long-forgotten Radio Mime Hour. What you will find in radio's first 75 years is over 900 rare photos of radio greats, from Fanny Bryce to Jack Benny to Howard Stern. This beautiful coffee table book will bring back fond memories, but not of this man, radio's first and last magician, the amazing Morty.
And now I will saw my assistant, Francine, in half.
Ow!
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
When is a good time to subscribe to the National Business Employment Weekly? When you remember happier days at work, when you're afraid that layoffs are coming, or when you'd like to try a whole new career. In fact, anytime you'd like to get ahead, earn more money, or start your own business, it's time to subscribe to the National Business Employment Weekly. Every issue is filled with hundreds of high-salary jobs and new career options, and timely advice that can make the difference between getting that new job or not. Do you know the top 10 peeves of interviewers, or what it takes to negotiate for a better salary, or how to write a resume that will grab an employer's attention? That's the kind of timely advice you'll find in every issue to help you get the jump on a better job, a new career, or a new business opportunity. The National Business Employment Weekly, published by the Wall Street Journal. Call now and get 12 weekly issues for only $52. You'll also receive free with your paid subscription the essential 270-page guide to creating winning resumes.
Call 800-223-1100. That's 800-223-1100.
During radio's 75-year history, there were several ill-conceived shows. One such show was Dr. Antoine Sorbet, radio contortionist.
I will now bend my head between my legs, pushing the nose on my face up to touch my shoulder blades. Now my left arm up between my chin and chest and grasp my right elbow. I will try that once more.
This show aside, you'll find virtually every other radio show and personality from radio's beginning to the present in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. 478 pages, over 900 rare photos make this book the nostalgia book of this year or any year.
I will now tuck the toe of my right foot under my left ear. I will try that once more.
The faces, the shows that make up radio's first 75 years, Blast from the Past.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
CQCQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, our final quick segment here on Ham Radio and More. Bill, you want to respond to Jim in Delaware? I mean, what about the Leos? It's a real threat in our...
Well, you heard what Steve Mendelson said, and Steve, I've known him for 35 years now. As a matter of fact, people don't know if Steve's been responsible for my getting engaged. So, yes, I believe, from my own personal knowledge and from what Steve and others know, yes, it's a very real threat. It's not a threat for takeover. It's a threat that for sharing, but the sharing would essentially mean a takeover, because I am sure that we would be secondary to the Leo satellites, and if we're secondary and we interfere with them, we're going to be the ones that are gone.
I think they're kind of foolish, however, if they want the 2-meter band, because of so many people with 2-meter radios. I think that...
But again, the average 2-meter FM radio is not going to cause much interference to the little Leos using spread spectrum, which can freaking
around. Well, that's true. Okay.
By the way, we got a quickie.
Go ahead.
How did amateur radios respond to the HARP test yesterday? I missed it, from WA4UCF.
I heard not too many people heard it.
I heard it, and a lot of people did. As a matter of fact, I happened to be listening to Art Bell's show, and somebody called up and actually played the thing. I heard it live. It was a pretty good success, and there's going to be, I believe, a couple others.
Okay, you don't know what the CW that they sent.
I know it, but we're not allowed to talk about it until they announce it, because there are literally prizes being given in the form of special QSL.
Oh.
So I'm not saying a word.
Okay, all right, good. And you got any other email before I go to the last caller?
Let me just see. Yeah, we do have one from Bob Little. I'm just going to click on it right now. It's a nice thing about this. Bill, wouldn't making it easier to become a ham really help the hobby by increasing the number of people that would fight to protect the bands?
I agree.
Oh, God, that's what we've been talking about, hasn't it? That's the bottom line. The more hams, the harder it is to take away.
That's right. Mr. Little, you're on my wavelength. Okay, Jim in Pratt, West Virginia, how you doing?
Oh, good evening there. I'll make mine very brief. But I'm only a DXer. I don't transmit.
Mm-hmm.
But what interests me most of all in this conversation about doing away with the code and so forth is this. During the 7 years that I've been a DX listener, primarily for studying languages and so forth, I have watched it go to pot with all these kooky preachers and everything. And I was living in Mexico when the CBs became the vogue. And every kook down there had a CB, and they would get on there and rattle with the prostitutes every night, and they hogged the airways. You couldn't talk sense to anyone. And now I look at the AM band and the FM band. The FM band used to be a lovely thing to listen to, and now it's just junk. AM is nothing but one commercial after the other.
That's the name of the game. It's called the Golden Rule. They got the gold. They're going to rule, period.
Well, then, the golden rule is fight for your rights, is it not?
No, the golden rule in this case is he who has the gold shall rule. That's the name of big business, and it's big business that unfortunately counts these days. The little guy does not have a chance. That's the name of the game. It goes against what we've all been brought up to believe, but look at the world around you. Look at the reality.
I'm a rebel. I just don't believe in sitting back and letting it happen.
Then don't sit there. Do something about it, but you have to figure out what you're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what he's calling in, and hopefully we'll get you to turn into a ham someday,
Jim. Yeah, get your license, become a part of it, and help us solve the problem by giving us more people.
Okey-dokey.
I think that if we had, of course, I've been told by Dick Baldwin that quantity is not important, it's quality.
No, I've been told by people at the FCC candidly over the years that it's quantity that's important, not quality.
I tell you, the AM band, I don't know how much of it you listen to.
Very quickly, because we're running out of time.
Turning on the AM band last night, all I get was one damn ball game after another. I mean,
thanks a lot, Jim.
I'm a broadcaster.
Okay, Bill, thanks a lot. We'll do it again next week. Glenn Baxter, K1MAN. Don't miss it next week. 73, we're QRT.
Welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.